And a year ago, returned some big starters from last year's team, and they will get their season started on Friday at Cimarron against the Blue Jays, and you can hear that here on Mix 94.5 with kickoff at 7 o'clock. We've got a couple of the seniors. You'll find them in the backfield on offense and even in the secondary rover areas on defense. I'll start off here with senior Avery Knoll as he leads things off here. How are you doing this evening?
Good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right. Well, you've made it to your senior year of football here, and what a ride it's been for you here. And you're one of those returning starters from last year. And how's things been for you so far?
It's been pretty good. I've transitioned to halfback, and I feel like that transition has been going really well.
You've been in the backfield before, but at a quarterback spot, but now at that one halfback position. What's it been like for you to kind of pick up on some things to work on at that halfback spot?
I think definitely playing quarterback as like a freshman and sophomore has helped, just like knowing where the holes are and how, like, where everything is. But other than that, like, halfback's been pretty easy to get to.
All right. And, you know, this has got a lot of new linemen up front, and you guys are kind of a whole new backfield as well from last year. But the experience is there. You guys have played a lot of plays sophomore year and even last year. I guess it's a little different being a senior.
Yeah, it definitely feels like felt just like last year. I was a freshman just kind of sitting on scout team, taking big hits from the seniors. But now it's my turn, you know.
Your turn to deliver some blows, huh?
Yep.
All right. But, you know, defensively, you're back at safety again this year. And you and Colin return as the top two leaders in interceptions from a year ago. Are you guys going to have a little competition for maybe the most Oskies this year?
I mean, we definitely could, but it's probably going to be a little harder for him since he's got moved to outside linebacker. But
all right.
We still can.
You still can. All right. That'll work there. But, you know, this senior season here, and what would you like to see as you guys kind of progress through this season?
Definitely getting deeper into the playoffs than we have in the past couple years is the main goal for me mainly.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, you've been practicing on the turf. You've played on it with your scrimmage and then the Jamboree at Great Bend last week. How's it been playing on that new surface?
It's definitely been a transition, I'd say. Mm-hmm. But I've enjoyed it. It makes you feel faster, and turf is softer, and there's not as many holes.
Yeah, I have that soft landing. It's all about that, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, hopefully you're not tackled too much, but and you're delivering the tackles on defense. Senior Avery Knoll joining us here. Thanks again, and good luck to you coming up. All right. Once again, Avery Knoll. Now we get to Colin McDaniel. I had to joke about that. Colin, or a little bit ago about, you know, leading in interceptions, but, you know, back and forth, do you think you could probably get the most picks between you two this year?
I highly doubt it just because it's less passes at the outside linebacker. It's more of a run threat and then pass, but yeah, I think Avery's got it this year, and I'll be cheering him on, but I'll try my best.
All right. Well, there you go. You'll find just some different ways to get involved in that, but you go back to kind of that halfback position. You played there a little bit last year, but full-time this year again. You were kind of full-time late in your sophomore season, and how's the adjustments been now you're going to be playing quite a bit both sides?
Yeah, it's been really good, actually. It's been a lot more fun, a lot more activity going on, and I just love going around and hitting people and running the ball.
Well, you mentioned about playing a new position on defense. It's not unfamiliar. I think if I remember right, you played that a little bit your sophomore year, if I'm not mistaken.
I actually did not. I stayed at corner all year.
Okay. Well, what's the adjustment to maybe moving in closer now that you've played the corner the last 2 years?
So I've struggled with a little bit trying to play pass and then run, but at linebacker it's run then pass, and so the last few weeks I've been learning to step up on and then play run and then pass, so that was a little bit of a transition there.
Have you seen so far here with the progress over the last couple weeks?
I think we've had humongous progress just getting everybody into their positions and getting everyone used to it. I think we're improved a lot.
I know you had the Jamboree with, of course, about 12 plays each on offense and defense against some of your opponents there last week at Great Bend, but now it's a real deal starting at Cimarron on Friday night. Are you guys ready to finally go a full 48 minutes, hopefully, with competing against somebody else other than your own teammates?
Yeah, I'm ready for sure, and I know Avery is too, and so I think we're all ready to hit someone other than our own teammates. We got to experience that a little bit last weekend, but not the full game.
I ask you about this as well. You guys have been on the turf for 2.5-3 weeks, did some summer drills late in the season after it was fully completed there. What's your experience? What do you like about the turf?
I actually like it a lot more than what I expected to. I haven't rolled my ankles as much as I used to on the grass. The only thing that sucks a little bit about it is it's just really hot on the feet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that makes you have to have quicker feet, right?
Yeah, that's true.
All right, there you go. Senior Colin McDaniel joining us here. Thanks again, as always. Good luck to you this year and also on Friday.
Thank you, Adam.
All right, once again, Senior Colin McDaniel joining us here, and we'll bring in Coach Jim Turner. And I just looking this up here the other day, Coach, you're number 8 as a head coach. Can you believe that already?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Like, keep track of it. I've been here a while, you know, as an assistant too, so I don't really track the numbers.
Well, it's been pretty good for you so far here, and you know, guys, you do return a pretty good group of starters from an 8-2 team a year ago, and a couple weeks in, a little over 50 players out for football this year. How have you felt with the group that you do have out this year?
I'm pretty happy with them. You know, we had to shuffle a few positions here and there, like Colin, you know, going from corner to outside backer, and then Avery from split end inside to a halfback, you know, but I'm really happy with the progress we've seen. The line's looking pretty good up front. You know, Cam's, I think he gets better every day, you know, at reading the secondary, and we really want him to run the ball too, you know, but I think our backfield looks strong. Our line looks good. You know, I think we could be pretty solid. Got some kids that can really catch the ball. I mean, a whole bunch of them. So,
Well, that's that makes things pretty exciting. You mentioned quarterback. It'll be a new varsity quarterback for you in junior Camden Volgamore. But he's the second year in this offense that you guys have implemented. Is there, I mean, you have to feel that he's a lot further ahead of the curve than he was a year ago with this new offense, and you guys are maybe able to do a little bit more.
Yeah, you know, the thing is with high school football, your starters can get a lot of reps. You try to get your backups a few reps. So this year he's getting all the reps, you know, as a starter, where last year he didn't get very many. He played JV games, you know, so I think it's really benefited him a lot. But same with all the other guys in positions. And we got some solid backups on the line too, I think. So, you know, I think we've got a little bit of depth up front on the line. We've had some sophomores that, you know, got a lot stronger, and all of our kids did, but got a lot stronger, and they've really stepped it up. There's about 6 or 7 of them that come to mind that, you know, are well ahead of where we thought they might be. So that really increases our depth too.
Once again, talking here with Coach Jim Turner here, talking football. Scott said he gets set to take on Cimarron on Friday night, but it's some interesting or one interesting rule change, I think, this year, and that's the holding penalty. It's 10 yards from the line of scrimmage on offense. And so if you're holding, you know, 3 or 4 yards behind the line of scrimmage, you're still 10 yards from the previous spot.
That helps the offense, you know, as a defensive coordinator. I don't like it, but, you know, that's life. And half the time officials don't know the rules either. And I don't either sometimes. So, you know, we're at Colby 1 year and they're like making a college call on a Friday night. You know, that's an uncatchable pass. There's no such rule in high school. So sometimes they get messed up anyway. They do have little cards they have that they're supposed to kind of – because it's not that rule every time. You know, if it's downfield on a run and there's a hold, it's then from the spot there. There's some – like a couple exceptions. So nobody in their right mind probably understands it.
May I have to feel that your team is – well prepared here for Friday night against Cimarron, and I know this is the team that they were a little shell shocked a year ago. They had 8 new, I think, players on offense on varsity starting at week 1 last year. They're going to be a little bit more experienced, and it starts at quarterback.
Yeah, the quarterback's really good. You know, yeah, last year we jumped on them and they didn't know what to do. We had the ball the first time on the other side of the 50. Every other time we had it inside, so we had great field position. But, you know, from starting last year, by the end of the year, I don't know what they had, but they've got one returner on the offensive line, the quarterback, the halfback's back, a couple of the receivers, you know, so they'll be pretty fresh again unless those kids were rolling in late in the season and we didn't see them late. So, you know, we got to come out and take care of our responsibilities on defense. We got to be able to tackle the quarterback. He's really, really quick and shifty. So That's my biggest concern is the quarterback getting loose on us. So, you know, we got to contain him well and still keep the rush coming up the middle where he can't just squirt out anywhere he wants to go.
And, you know, kind of talking with you guys about the new turf there, you guys practiced on it all practice here so far. Is it going to be a little bit of an adjustment when you go to grass with Cimarron on Friday?
Oh, we got junior high game tomorrow, so we'll be on the grass for practice. So that'll work out all right. The field's great. We have a great community. We have incredible facilities. I mean, we have a field house that was paid for by community members, mostly the field entirely by community members. You know, I don't know too many places you're going to go and see that. So just a great thing here in Scott City, and the players and I are really appreciative of it.
Absolutely. It's really cool. And that turf, man, it feels nice to walk on.
Yeah, it's nice. Sometimes I just go out there and lay down. Yes. Like, do like a turf angel.
Once again, Coach Jim Turner joining us here as we talk football. Beavers starting off the season at Cimarron Friday. Thanks again, as always, Coach, and we'll see you coming up here later this week.
All right. Thanks, Adam.